Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases tuition-free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
Card Nation, this is attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
But even the people you're around, it's like, man, this is the fellowship of the miserable around here.
The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Stars don't matter here.
In the
502.
Yeah.
In the bill, it don't matter, Jason. It's all about development.
And James Strebel.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah, baby.
Let's beat Missouri. Let's go.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
They do have bathrooms here. Obviously, they have the membership indoor bathrooms, and they do have porta-potties. Men's and women's are separated. So, ladies, this is a place to come find a clean place to use the restroom.
All right, 5 o'clock hour, let's go. It's presented by Cox's Spirit Shops and Evergreen Liquors. Cox'sLouisville.com. Find all of their locations all around the city of Louisville, and then all those Evergreen locations, those tasting stations, the great craft beer selection, and much more. We were out there last week getting ready for some games. Hope to be out there again soon. Again, Cox'sLouisville.com. All the beer, wine, spirits, all the craft beer, all the premium cigars. Did you smoke an entire stogie?
I didn't. I remember I was too tired. Oh. I was going to do it. I have it for this weekend. Now, Saturday.
For Chattanooga?
No.
Smokes a stogie after Chattanooga?
Here's my rationale.
Okay.
It's a noon game.
Okay.
I'll be done with the post game show around 4:30, 5 o'clock.
Right.
Gives you plenty of time to go home.
Do what you need to do.
Do what I need to do.
Does your wife work this weekend?
No, she's on a big stretch this week. She works tonight, tomorrow night, Wednesday night,
no,
and then teaches on Thursday.
So wow,
I'm not even really going to see her until Friday.
A Strebel Palooza this week.
Well, I got the kids, so I can't really get too crazy, and I got to get up at 5:30. So.
Well, understandable.
It's not like a summer Strebel Palooza.
No,
much more toned down.
No, I mean,
yeah.
I don't know if Jack heard us or not during the break. By the way, 437-9680. If you want to get in, it's The Take on ESPN 680 105.7 ESPNLouisville.com. I want to ask you guys. I'll ask you that here in a second. Let me go back to where I was going to go to. Excited during the break.
I was.
So go ahead, get it out of your system.
Well, just real.
Get ready, Jack. It's getting ready to happen.
It's going to happen a little more on Wednesday, but I'm just here to tell you. Your boy Chris Livingston.
Okay.
Number 4 composite player in America. Five-star, small forward, 6'6", about 220. Best,
thank you for giving
best small forward,
thing. Yeah,
best small forward to commit to Kentucky since Michael Kidd-Gilchrist. That's what we're getting on Wednesday. And your boy Penny Dunn,
he's done.
Washed his hands of him.
Look
said
at you.
You can have him, Cal.
Look at you.
I'm not going to try anymore.
That'd be three top tens.
Three top tens. Scott Clark, Shaedon Sharpe, Chris Livingston. I'm telling you what, Jack. It's back. Old school. John bleeping Calipari. He lost some weight. He's looking a little trim.
He was sucking in his gut there.
We all do it. Everybody, even people that make $9 million a year going to suck in that gut every once in a while.
He was sucking in the gut.
He's had a little Philly cheesesteak. He had to suck in the gut. He's going to go see TJ Wagner. He's going to go see your boy Wagner. He had to suck in the gut. He had to look good. He had to go get the #1 player in 2022. Said, come on home. Let's go. But Chris Livingston's committing on. He moved up the date. He went and visited Kentucky just one more time. He said, I want him. You know what I did? He wanted to shoot that commitment. Video. He wanted to shoot that commitment video.
I agree with you on that.
And then moved it up from October 15th to Wednesday. They locked it up, Jack. Lock. Woo! I'm so excited. I'm so happy. I mean, Cal's back. He's back.
They're going to get Case and Wallace, too, probably.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's another Jay Lucas guy.
He's number 12 in the country.
That Coach O guy.
No. Well, no. Jay, look, I'll give credit where credit's due. Jay Lucas cleaning up. He's cleaning up. Now, who's Derek Lively? That's more of a Coach Chin guy. We get him number two player in the country. It's over. It's a Coach K. Bobby John Shire can't do this. You think John Shire's going to be able to do this? He ain't going to do this. They got your old boy, four-star, whatever.
I don't know. Radikowski, whoever
that guy is. Big whoop. Big whoop. We don't need four stars anymore. We get five stars now. We're back. We're five stars. We're getting Brandon Knight. We're getting John Wall. We're getting Boogie Cousins. We're getting your boy Cat. This is who we're back. We're getting your boy. AD, this is who we're getting now.
Settle down. I remember your boy Roman over there.
I'm not scared of Calipari getting guys anymore. Oh, you're scared now, big boy. You're shaking in your boots.
Is any of these guys you're mentioning going to Louisville Live on Saturday?
No. No, not one. Not one. Are who is going to be Louisville Live?
Are we going to talk about that? Thank God it's on a Saturday, not a Friday. Thank God.
I think Louisville, I think it's going to be very well attended.
Jack's going to miss that.
Oh, yeah, you're going to be in Bloomington.
I know, and I'm disappointed I'm going to miss that. But I'd rather be pretty fun. Like, you only get like two of my favorite things, basketball and horse racing, in one place.
Yeah, you'd be a happy guy.
I would be living there.
So where's Blank sitting at this thing, Diener? I mean, how close are they going to be on the court?
Diener's not going to be there either.
He's got the camp out.
He's got the camping trip.
Oh, so he's missing Central Florida.
Yep.
And Louisville Live track. Ooh. Yep. I thought maybe he and Blank could do a little three-point competition.
With it being down after dark, too. Oh.
I know. He would have been in heaven. Yeah.
I love that.
It makes me sad that Diener's going camping.
Texas says Streeble's going to be lit this week. Go home, give the twins some puzzles, play video games, smoke stogies with Kellen and his classmates.
No, I'm not giving the kids stogies.
You ever smoked a cigar with a nine-year-old?
No. Not in this lifetime. I don't know.
So you're saying you have in previous lifetimes?
I don't know. I don't remember them.
Do you believe in previous lifetimes?
That's a great question. Actually, not for the 5 o'clock hour, but it's still...
At some point, maybe, we can talk about this. Well, I don't know.
Yes or no? Do you believe in past lifetimes?
No, but I could be swayed.
You know what? I'm no... It would take more Swain. How does that sound?
Yeah, I can see that.
But I'm going to still say no.
The amount of people that live on the planet now, the math doesn't work out.
No. Texas reincarnation. Says the team won't win the title, LOL. Texas says it's three scowls.
Texas says,
can Big Rig give me Chris Livingston's top three strengths as a player since he's so familiar?
Yeah, he's good with he's good on defense. He's a multi position. He can guard multiple positions on defense. He runs the court very well. He's a dynamic scorer with the ball in his hands.
That's all you need.
Yeah,
you
I told you three things. They don't know. Go do research on. I don't know. I don't even know who Chris Mack is recruiting.
We had the conversation on Friday, but if Kentucky beats Mighty Missouri, which they did,
yeah,
these next 3 weeks until the Florida game,
This
is your heaven.
I'm having a great time. I mean, I got no worries this Saturday.
You have Noah Peterson.
I've got Noah Peterson. Kentucky's going to beat Chattanooga. They're going to get Chris
Mighty Chattanooga.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, I have no pressure. There aren't any games for Kentucky football on the horizon that I'm nervous about. And I've got Cal getting guys. I've got Louisville probably losing on Friday, maybe losing next Saturday to Florida State. These next 2 weeks for me, you can't touch me. I'm bulletproof. There ain't nothing you can do unless something catastrophic happens in UK land, which could happen. I'm just saying, if things just kind of go the way they're supposed to go, what are you going to say to me? All these Louisville fans texting in these little bum tweets or texts or whatever. It's like, shut up. I mean, go ahead. You want to make fun of me because my teams are excellent and yours aren't? I mean, my teams win and actually the crowd
settle
shows
down.
Up.
Kentucky football's not excellent.
They're not excellent, but they're good enough. Okay, they're okay. They're good enough.
Good enough.
Better than, you know, 2-0 is better than 1-1. We haven't got embarrassed on a field by Matt Corral, and we haven't had a stadium just implode. And so those things are good. And my basketball team is getting actually good players. Jack, and again, who knows who Chris Mack's recruiting? I don't.
Let me ask you guys this. Jack, when you go to Indiana this weekend with all the stuff that happened at Louisville, or if you, Streeble, go to Kroger Field at some point.
I want to go.
And you see that your seat has mold on it. Are you going to rat that out to Matt Jones or someone?
Absolutely.
You really
that,
are.
That would be interesting because I use all bleachers. That would be kind of
fair enough.
Well, yeah.
That did happen where apparently the students ripped out one of the bleachers and were passing it around on
you?
Saturday. Yes, for the Idaho game on Saturday.
That's sad. They ripped out a bleacher. They were so excited to beat Paul Petrino. They ripped the bleacher out.
Texas says, I really feel like Louisville's going to only win one game this year.
No, don't they have another really... I mean, Duke, Syracuse. They'll beat Duke and Syracuse.
Texas says, does Jack know who Monica Lewinsky is? We've been through this a couple times.
Monica Lewinsky is. Yeah.
Texas says, Louisville against the spread 0-2. Kentucky 2-0. Louisville sucks. you want to hit on both Louisville and Kentucky here quickly this
segment?
A little rapid fire. 437-9680. Let me go with U of L first, and let's have maybe the Friday night clip that's up, and we might play some of the 2 minute or the second down running stuff as well. You know, Louisville fans are in a spot where I don't know if it's reversible. Mm-hmm. You know what? I say that and I'm wrong. I know it is reversible by winning, but no one around here has any confidence if that is going to be the case. And the where we were and where we are in just a couple weeks with one of those being a win shows you how little the fan base actually believed in Satterfield. It shows you that all along, the hoopla of Scott Satterfield, that he's going to run the football and he's an offensive mind. Listen, I don't know what he is, okay? I'm not judging that. But you didn't like him a couple years ago. And you didn't like him last year, and you're not letting him off the hook with COVID. And for that, I would tell you, good job. Louisville fans aren't letting Kentucky fans of Mark Stoops from a bad year last year off the hook. And you have a press conference today where there's very little excitement, where it's like, yeah, you know, Friday night's for high school football, and you're playing on national TV, and it matters that, you know, Friday night could become very toxic. And I have said with U of L, 437-9680 here on the take, that I started from a spot of not buying in anyway. Mm-hmm. So for me to see what I'm seeing is not crazy at all. Is it a little bit worse than I thought it was going to be? It is. I'll admit that. But Louisville's in this spot now to where I feel like it's obvious that they cannot be who Scott Satterfield is trying to get them to be.
Right.
That the power running game that he wants to establish in these games is very Mark Stoopsian. Okay, and Scott Satterfield has wide receivers, young kids, Marshawn Ford. You know that you're not going to be able to consistently run the ball. Does that mean that they have the ability? Do they know? I use my own team in the 3 o'clock hour as an example. Like, I don't know if the New York Giants know that Jason Garrett is terrible. That he was terrible with the Cowboys, right, and that he's terrible here. Like, I don't know if they know that or if he's one of their guys and they're going to go to war with him. I don't know. I don't know if Scott Satterfield knows that when he runs 11 out of 14 times on second and long, that teams know. I don't know if he knows he's predictable. I don't know if he's protecting his quarterback in offensive line because he sees they're not good. I don't know if Scott Satterfield knows in the ACC what a good team looks like, how to build a good team. I don't know if he can recruit or develop. I think we're getting the answer that it's no.
Yeah.
That it's no. The answer is no for both of those. I and that's where I am with all of this. I have tried to be, I would say, the word I've used with Satterfield is patient.
Right.
I have tried to be patient with Satterfield. But if you are someone who is trying to use a couple positives and turning those into more than they're worth, I can't even do that with you right now.
Right.
And Louisville football. What am I going to brag on? Special teams? Okay. I mean, please, don't give me that. We're not doing that around here. What am I supposed to... I think it could be a short, quick passing game, get the receivers the ball, and make Malik to where he's not having to make a lot of decisions. Mm-hmm. I think that's it. But that's not who Satterfield wants to be. And I don't know if he understands that he can't be who he wants to be.
No.
I don't know if he's... I'm saying I don't know if it's stubbornness. I don't know if it's you just don't know. Or if it's somewhere
in between, but they are staring, is Louisville, and their fans, a toxic, a potential toxic situation on Friday. And I sit here and I'm like, I have heard this today, whether it be concessions or not. Well, I'm going to wait till Friday. Okay. I mean, like, some people, I think, are trying to hold on. They're saying, okay, on Friday, Vince and company will have everything set up. At least I'll be able to go into the stadium and get a beer and get some popcorn, get a pretzel, whatever it may be, and it's not a big deal. But I just...
Okay, I'm not going to just give up the whole season because the first game was absolute garbage and we played like crap and they don't refuse to take my damn money that I work hard on to spend on my tickets and my soda pops and my cold beers and whatever. So we will be there, but hopefully the next home game after this Friday, everything will be running a little smoother.
Get Nate out of here. Get him out of here.
Cold beers.
So is there the ability to get everyone to buy back in? Yes, there is. Mm-hmm. But I am... You know, we've talked off air. I don't know what we're going to do here over the next couple weeks. I mean, they are sitting on the edge of just full toxicity and in a program that could shatter down the stretch. And I don't know as well, even though we did so good the first time around with the culture 2 years ago, I don't know if Scott Satterfield can save that. I don't know if any coach can save that. I mean, I was very clear. I thought he could go 4-8. And play some close games and lose some close games, and he would keep his job. Now, I want to still feel that way, but I don't know if that is the case. Let's hear just like one or two things here. I want to hear just the beginning of the Friday night, and you guys tell me what you think.
Okay. I haven't heard this yet, so I'm throwing that out there.
I just want to throw this to you guys.
Okay.
This is what he said about playing on Friday night.
Okay. I'm not crazy about playing on Friday nights. I, you know, kind of think that's for high school football, you know, and but it is what it is. We are there now, and so we want to take advantage of it. It's you know, it's pretty cool when you're on the TV. You know, people are going to be watching throughout the country. It's you know, but when you're out there playing, you don't think about any of that stuff. You know, you're just trying to make a play and do the best job you can. And you know, the thing that hurts us the most probably is just the short week. You know, we just don't have enough time to, you know, do your normal prep work like we didn't last week and then same this week. So, and we got to get rest. Got to get our guys rest so they go play fast. And that's the other thing. But it's to know you're the only game on TV at that particular time to go out and showcase what you have. I mean, that's pretty special. We got to showcase our stuff. That's the bottom line.
I don't believe him.
Well, no, and so
I
don't know.
The last part of that, I don't believe.
Yeah, but I don't know what to do. He's like, well, you know, it's a high school night, and like that's fine. Like I don't know if to be hot takey there. Like I've heard it, like people said, well, that's a terrible answer. I mean, yeah, there's no doubt that he's not showing any sort of energy there. Play the we're not going to play the entire 2 minutes here. The beginning of Mark Ennis asked the question. You know, I mean, you're running, you know, 11 out of 14 times on second and long.
This drives in is crazy.
Is that, well, I can understand
no,
that.
Me when too. You're losing yeah,
games, when you're in games.
He's right.
And here's what he had to say about that.
I think, you know, some of it is we're just trying to get, you know, half of that yardage back to make it third and medium, third and short. Some of it is kind of what we're seeing, you know. I went back and looked, you know, second and five plus, we're 60-40, 60 run, 40% pass. You know, as you look on first down, we're about 50% pass run.
All right, that's enough. We're going to go to sleep. Satterfield's putting us to sleep. And see, I don't know to be hot takey there. I don't think he thinks it's a problem.
I don't think he does
He's predictable.
He doesn't sound like he thinks it's a problem.
He's predictable, and I don't know if he knows that it's a problem. Again, I'll go back. My favorite team. Also, do they know that Jason Garrett's terrible?
They were 78.5% run. Against EKU. A little more than 60-40.
I mean, he just sounds like he just is like, well, I mean, I don't know why y'all don't see what I'm seeing. Well,
but see, okay.
Like, he does, like, you're right. Like, he doesn't understand why.
Are we picking on a football coach? That's what I'm asking.
I think that's what he feels like.
No, I'm saying, are the fans doing that? Because, I mean, he's not applying energy.
No, I don't think they're picking on him.
To this situation at all.
I think they're frustrated because the product that they were sold, and you brought this up at the beginning of the show.
Well, you don't have to buy the coaches.
You don't have to buy.
If you buy coach speak in the preseason, you can't get mad. bad. You know you're buying into propaganda.
Yeah.
When you buy into propaganda, whether it be Kentucky or Louisville or an NFL team,
or whoever,
and then it doesn't work out, no, I don't believe in state-produced propaganda.
Sure.
I use it with a grain of salt every single time.
But no, I don't think they're picking on him. I think they're, like, Mark Ennis is asking legitimate questions. Like, if I'm some guy on sports radio that can sit and tell you, like, hey, man, you're predictable. I'm counting this. I can see with my own eyes, and I'm not a football coach.
He doesn't know.
He doesn't understand. Like, exactly. It sounds like he's being picked on. Like, I don't understand why you guys don't see what I'm seeing. I mean, I think this is fine. Like, we're, you know, on the TV. I mean, it's just, he just sounds so out of his depth. So out of his element, he doesn't know what to do with himself. I mean, he's lucky he's in a place like Louisville. He's not in like Tuscaloosa or some damn job like that. I mean, he's been given every benefit of the doubt. Leading up to this, and now he doesn't know what to do with himself.
Everyone, we talked about this like during one of the breaks. I don't think this is the case, but you know, Strebel not too long ago, Strebel was saying how, you know, Ponce de La Ponce left and went back to the hills of Boone.
Yeah.
And, like, I know I'm reading, and this is totally unfair, but you're just like, Sat's like, what am I doing?
Like, what am I doing here? No, I'm glad you said it, because that's my thought.
What am I doing here?
My thought is, like, he's kind of looking around like, what the hell is this? Why am I here? I don't want to be here. I don't want people to ask me these questions.
I think
I don't want people picking me apart. I don't want to go to this stadium and look.
I think that's unfair. I think part of that's unfair.
It might be unfair, but, man, I mean, you got to at least try to get excited about something. Your fan base is, like, literally saying, we don't like you, and we don't like your product.
If Louisville marketing doesn't save him and do like a whiteout or a redout,
something
it will be. Let me tell you something. It will be something that will. In fact, if I'm them, knowing you might have red seats, I do a redout.
That's reserved for the Kentucky game.
100%.
Well, by the time they get to the Kentucky game,
yeah, but you know that's what they're gonna do.
Yeah, good
right?
luck.
Let's get to November. Yeah, okay. Well, you can have 2-1 season.
Yeah, it's not like there's a moratorium on how many redouts you can have.
You can do multiple redouts.
Yeah, this isn't a big deal.
That is the most embarrassing topic I've ever brought up.
Yes,
in the radio.
But you would think that if they were going to do something like that, it would have been announced already.
That's what you're saying, man.
Every one of these Tuesday, Thursday, yeah. Every one of these Thursday, Friday games, they marketed
they
around.
They do something yep.
they,
big.
They marketed
like, this
around.
This is what Louisville built their program around.
And I it's mean, a big game. They
in the national spotlight.
Yeah.
Or they go there 135-17. I mean, like, I don't think that's going to happen. I'm just,
but you good against a marquee coach that people know Gus Malzahn who he is.
Here's the thing. Here's what I'm struggling with. And you guys, I don't know why. I am struggling to... Even though I'm just feeling that this is how it's going to end up, it seems to be getting obvious. Rummage has said it's almost like a divorce that you know that's going to happen or whatever.
You know the end is near.
I've just been hesitant to pull the trigger on that, and I don't know why.
It's a healing process with a caveat.
Let's try to
heal this marriage, even though we know we're headed to divorce. But
we're going to go through the necessary steps of counseling and things like that to see where we go. So yeah, that's going to be
that's
a definite comment.
Yeah. I think that's 90% of the fan base.
Yeah,
I do, and I just there's been
they go through I, the I motions. Guess,
here's been my thing. I didn't think very much when Sack got hired. And then it became obvious in 2 years he couldn't get a quarterback.
Right.
I mean, the transfer market. I mean, Louisville basketball has built their teams in the transfer market. Kentucky has went out, built their teams.
Baylor won a national championship through the transfer market.
Kentucky football went out. LSU, Ole Miss. And they went out. Penn State. And they went in. They got guys. Okay, and Kentucky has issues, which we can get to here in a second. But, I mean, they went out and got legit players. And Sat hasn't done that. He hasn't done that, like, once. And the guys that he have, I mean, Xavier, was it Williams, decommitted? I mean, I don't know, the Popeye kid, he was there this weekend. I'm sure he'd be happy.
Yeah, right,
an
looking
empty
around
stadium where he couldn't
this.
Get a damn Coke.
Yeah.
But I have been, because I had low expectations, and because Louisville fans, for the last 2 years plus, have done nothing but lower the standards.
Continually.
I forgot that there were standards.
Yeah.
I mean, they don't recruit well, and it's, well, it doesn't matter. They don't get a quarterback well, it doesn't matter. They don't, I mean, in-state kids, JJ, well, you know, it's just one after another. There hasn't been a standard. Well, I mean, this one, Keontae Goodwin didn't reach out to him. Bignell, who's been in the SEC, and his offensive line sucks, okay?
Stinks.
Okay? But Bignell's like, we're not recruiting this guy who's in your backyard.
What's going on here?
But Nick Saban visited him. It's just one of those things where it's like the standard had been lowered. And listen, what they paid their coach, Satterfield last year, I don't know about this year, was 49th. On the list of highest paid coaches.
Hang on.
Vince Merrill is a tight end coach and recruiter.
Makes $1 million.
Over making $1 million.
Yeah.
I mean, they are, their staff isn't where it needs to be. But again, this is.
It's frustrating.
When everything is propaganda for 2 years, and now you sit here. And so many of the things that have happened in the last 2 years plus have got you to this point. How are you surprised?
Yeah.
I don't understand.
Willful ignorance. It really is.
Willful ignorance. It is writing off, and that's how I feel. That's how I feel with all this. I'm like, you had a bunch of guys leave your staff. Well, you know, one went to the... I mean, excuse me.
Well, you had to go back home with the NFL.
How about this? How about paying... If Dwayne Ledford means that much, how about paying him 1.5?
Yeah.
How about paying him 1.7? How about paying him big boy money? Yeah, he's making half of what Sat's making or more. I know I'm vetoing a lot here. I'm repeating myself. They are just a team that I have seen the standard for the last 2 years plus erode to the point to where I'm finding all of these people that have been in this, I don't know if it's a coma or what, for the last couple years, that, especially the last year and a half, okay?
This summer was
bad. That almost just got smacked in the face and that are sitting here saying, now what do we do?
Well, now they're now.
Wait a minute. It's like, thank God fans can buy in. By the way, Clay Helton fired. There it is.
Yeah, that's what
already.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Oh my God!
He's
coming.
He's got to do it.
He's going sunny Southern California for Urban Meyer. Yeah. I mean, he's going to look good. He's going to be tan. He's going to be bronze, just like he was when he was in Gainesville.
He should just take the job like
now,
this.
Like today.
He should do what I said. He should walk in and say, "Hey, listen,
hey man,
you players hate me. I get it."
See ya.
The ownership, I don't owe you anything. I can retire at any time.
Yeah.
You guys can crush me. I ain't coming back to the NFL. I'm ready to go.
I'm going to L.A.
Oh, it's great. See ya.
You're right. He needs to do that ASAP. Like, hey guys, remember I'm the guy that brought Tim Tebow on into camp. You don't like me, exactly. You don't like me. You don't trust me. I'm out of here. That's the easiest thing he can do. The easiest thing he can do.
And then put Charlie Strong as the interim head coach.
Texas says, people who don't know a lot about a subject shout a lot. You guys are poster boys. Satterfield is not a dynamic personality. There are problems, but really give it a rest. Well, let me ask you when Satterfield can't run his offense against EKU and doesn't understand it, who's smart then? When any coach he's had has left him while at Louisville,
yeah.
Who's smart then? And by the way, Brian Brown is next.
Yeah, he's going to be gone.
Who is also underpaid.
Yeah.
He's next.
Yeah, because he's actually...
That person is in the minority of Louisville football can make a bowl game and it's okay. Right. I will say, if this year turns out bad, the national media pegged Louisville way better than the local.
Oh, yeah.
The national media was like, can they even make a bowl game? Just maybe get to a bowl game? We're sitting around
That'd be
saying,
a success for them if they could do
game.
That. Yeah.
We're sitting here looking at their schedule and saying, a bowl game?
No, you're
what
exactly
are we talking
right.
about? And that's not the case.
Yeah,
not
we've had national voices on this show saying, you know, if you can just get to 6 wins and make it back to a bowl game, that could set Satterfield up for the future. And people scoffed at that. They're like, what, just get to a bowl game? What are you talking about? We're much better than just get to a bowl game. It's like, no, they were telling you. Everybody was telling you. Everybody. But you decided to look the other way and say, no big deal. We don't need coaches. We don't need recruits. We don't need national media actually liking us.
We don't need NFL
it's
players.
It's like, yeah, we don't need NFL players. Yeah. That's a great one, too.
And now we're to the point to where they don't have some of the horses they need. They're not out scheming people. Again,
no.
I watch this every single Sunday, and this week I'm watching it Thursday against the Washington, whatever the hell they're
football
called.
Team.
Football team.
And that's yeah. just, I mean, it, I have, I swear to you, I have tried – to cool it a little bit.
Yeah.
Just on the fire sat because I had such low expectations.
We all did.
I am even surprised how hot and heavy it is against him.
It has
surprised me just a little bit.
It's one of those things where like you found out you've been had. You know, yeah, like you buy into something.
How quick it was too.
Yeah, I mean, you find out like, okay, yeah, I'll buy in. I believe. And it's like, oh, I've been tricked. I've been conned. It's like you feel betrayed. That like, man, I trusted you. And which is not smart on their part. I'm not saying they're blameless because they are to blame because the writing. But there's like that feeling like I've been conned. I've been bamboozled. And that's where I think all the ire's coming from. I was like, oh, like no kidding. I mean, yeah, don't believe Scott Satterfield when he tells you this is the best offensive line he's ever coached.
Texas says, is Vince going to pay $5 to $6 million a year to get a worthy coach? If he doesn't, and Louisville decides not to do that, then we will talk about them like a 6-win football team.
Yeah, because that's what they'll be.
It's very easy math. 2 + 2 = 4.
Right.
If they go out there and they pay $3 million for a coach, and he's not in the top 50 or 40 or whatever number we want to use of highest paid coaches, and you're not paying and getting the most assistants, the best assistants, if you're not trying to be because you are going to be under talented in some games, you got to be a little bit smarter. Mm-hmm. If you're not smarter schematically, which right now that is one of the biggest issues that they have, then no, that's not going to be the case. You're paying for what you get. You're getting what you pay for right now.
I mean, if you're going to
is what I right. feel about U of L.
If you're going to be able to, if you're going to go out and get the level of recruit and the level of transfers that they get, you've got to be able to coach them up. You've got to be able to outsmart people. You've got to be able to be inventive, and you've got to be able to be exciting. They're none of those things. They're getting these lower level players, and they're not doing anything with them.
And they need to change who they are.
Yeah.
Instead of running to set up a third and short, they don't need to run. They need short, quick throws and give it a chance. And what's sad about it is they can't do that on Friday. Maybe you can do that on Friday.
Do you think they'll give it? Do you think he'll change it all? Do you think he's going to do anything different on Friday at all?
No.
Okay. Listen to that clip.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. No. You're right.
He's not going to.
Texas says Cliff Kingsbury at USC. I mean, this guy's in the NFL with Kyler Murray.
Yeah, he ain't going. He got DeAndre Hopkins too. I mean, he's not going anywhere.
I think he's
going
to stay there.
Yeah.
Texas says pay Fickell $7 million, make him say no. Well, people want Brom, and they want, the D.C. from Cincinnati if you can't get Fickell. Listen, Fickell's going to the Big 12.
Yeah.
I mean,
you're back on
now.
Even footing with
Cincinnati.
Yeah,
sure.
So you're looking
at best even footing with Cincinnati.
Texter says, what about donors? Donors are pissed off. Good, they should be.
Yeah.
Good. Listen, I understand that radio, sometimes Twitter, can be a bad rep. Representation of the fan base, to which I would say, well, that's your fault, not mine.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Again, what you tweet and what you say on air, you're the one that said it.
You've got to own it.
Yeah.
I don't know what
you're the one. That, I mean, Strebel's out here boasting away about all these Kentucky players, and you know there's some of them that won't make it.
I mean,
some of them are going to transfer at Christmas because they're not happy. You know it, and I know it.
I fawned all over Olivier Saar and BJ Boston and was completely wrong, but damn it, I had to come on these airways.
You're back.
And I owned it, but now we're back. I don't to worry about that anymore. The glory days are ahead of us again.
Texas says Jason Garrett to the Ville.
Man, that would be great.
I heard the
you'll think I'll fist fight him. I would.
Yeah, I've heard the Dave Ragone one going around.
Dave Ragone ain't leaving the NFL.
Yeah,
to come
I
back
mean,
to
people like NFL, people with NFL jobs just going to, you know, turn their nose up at it and come to Louisville.
Texas says $100 says our first play Friday night's an outside zone to the short side. You
but
know what?
Strebel, he went here.
You know what? I actually disagree with that. I think they're going to throw because they hear all this.
I think it's going to be down the field verticals, baby.
That's exactly what I think.
Yeah, I think so too.
Play action, deep pass, first play of the game. Malik gets picked off, then he runs the rest of the game.
Jack, don't say that.
I mean, how terrible would that be?
Man,
it's like Sad says, bleep it, we're gonna go for it.
You're going to the game, aren't you?
Yeah.
Look at you.
Last time they did a Friday.
Who are you going with? Louisville man. Hang on, the Louisville man is going to a game. He's going to Louisville, Central Florida, and then let's talk about that after the break.
Okay.
Jack has a predicament and Stoops was kind of being cowardly. We'll talk about it next.
Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases, tuition free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
Card Nation, this is attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Yeah. Kiki's got a new photo.
Oh, good.
You ready for this?
Oh. And James Strebel.
Not a lot left to the imagination there. Yes, this is...
on ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Remind Liquor Barn's coverage of the Ravens coming up tonight. 7:30, we'll have the Westwood One feed right here on ESPN 680 105.7. We'll have the Ravens feed over on 93.9 The Ville. There you go. All everyone right. A little happy for that.
Lamar Jackson
a little
night.
Happy, happy. By the way, Boston College, their star quarterback, Phil Jerkovic.
Yeah.
Is maybe out for the season with a hand injury. Ooh. How about that?
I knew he got hurt on Saturday. I didn't know the extent of the injury.
That's what I thought Grossman's name was. Phil Jerkovic. Yeah, I said, come over here, Jerkovic.
Hey, Jerkovic.
Hey, Jerkovic. Jerkovic. What are you doing right now?
Jerkovic, cut
what's
that sound.
What's he doing? I don't know what Grossman's doing. He's texting somebody. Something's going
He's
on right now.
He's smiling about something.
Something's happening in Grossman's world. What is it?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I said the spots are wrong in the Sports Center. Center, yeah, so Dean was letting me know it's Sonitro. Yes.
Oh, well, there you go.
Oh, okay.
Sonitro, yes.
Now you know.
Yes, well,
now
so I will have them in probably two Sports Centers tomorrow so to make sure I make it up and I feel bad. And
that's
and
okay. Be, well, yeah. Unlike Scott Satterfield, you're not going to keep running the ball. You're going to
yes,
learn.
I'm
adjust.
Changing. I'm changing it on the dot to where I have it phonetically spelled out so I don't mess it up again.
There you go.
He's adjusting. He's adapting on the fly.
He's adjusting as he goes. That's
what
the guy
Jack
does. Yeah. Texas says, since when does Jack do the Sports Centers?
What? He's been doing Sports Centers.
Texas says, Sweeney, man, I'm a Cowboys fan. If Jason Garrett ended up at Louisville, I'd fight him before you got to him.
He's got a lot of enemies, as Jason Garrett guy does.
Texas says, Stribble's being fake humble. Him and UK fans think Levis is a top 10 pick in winning the East.
No, I don't. I don't think he's. He will be back in Kentucky next season. Unless he does something dramatic here in the next,
he's not doing
month and a half.
Dramatic.
No, that's what I'm saying. I mean, he's going to be back in Kentucky next year. He's not going to be in the NFL, and I don't have him winning the East.
Texas says Dave Ragone got blasted by 30 on Sunday, big boy.
He did.
Texas says Brom's going to cost at least $6 million. That's fine. Texas says it's not just the coaching, it's the school. Okay, well, I'm not going to finish that one.
Ooh.
I wouldn't say no players want to go there. Yes, it's all about the coach.
It's
all about the staff. That's
gotta sell something.
It's what it's all about.
Yeah.
It's even about that at the very highest levels. We're gonna see if Duke can recruit at a high level now that
sure.
K is gone and moving of assistants.
North
John
Carolina.
Calipari had to go out and get Orlando Antigua and Shin Coleman. It is what it is.
Yeah.
Charlie Strong had Clint Hurt. It is what it is.
Yeah.
I mean, we can quit acting like that. Louisville doesn't have that, and it shows. The other thing, 437-9680 that I want to get to.
All
go
right,
ahead.
So
go ahead. Now,
so have you noticed this throughout the show that there's been someone that has been calling for two and a half hours?
Answer the phone.
All right. Answer it. All right.
Yeah. Just go ahead and answer it. Yeah.
You got to see who it is.
Yeah. Find out who it is. There's a lot of times to call.
Yeah. Somebody really must want to get something off their chest.
We'll get to him at 5:59.
Yeah. We're going to make him hold a little bit.
We'll pass him to Scotty D. I want to talk about this. I don't know. Listen, I know Kentucky fans love the morbid stuff going on at U of L. I have not been the show. Diener, Maben, and Rummage. Bob talked about it. Probably Ennis, a better show for the complaint about the concessions. It is ridiculous. They need to get it fixed. If they don't, they're going to get crushed. They deserve to get crushed. It's pretty much that simple, okay?
Yeah.
And so we can get to that, although I don't have much that. I wasn't there. I can't imagine waiting in one of those lines for an hour. I just cannot imagine. I just can't do it.
I did it 2 weeks ago, and it wasn't pleasant. I can't imagine.
Oh yeah,
being like at least at that concert, I was happy. Having a good time. The music was good. The wife was there. Being at a crappy football game where you can't even get a pretzel. The amount of anger that people felt, I can't imagine.
Oh yeah, and then the team and everything else.
Right.
So the other thing I want to talk about 437-9680, and we talked about this. I actually led today's show with this, with the fact that. It is a little odd Kentucky fans don't totally know what to do with Saturday.
Yeah.
And, like, they're happy they won. I mean, of course. Yeah. I mean, right? Although I would say Louisville fans aren't happy they won, but they're in a different spot with their coach and their program.
Different,
and,
yeah. And, different and, opponent
and
every, there, too.
And everything else. So Kentucky wins, and my message from it is, and I think, and listen, I think Stoops and me are on the same wavelength here.
Are you a Stoops
that,
guy?
Well, I mean, they just got Kentucky football. Just they have to clean it up a little bit.
Yeah,
they have to clean up the turnovers. They have to clean up. You know, they can't allow a blocked kick in such a big moment of the game.
Got to get a pass rush.
They
got to
get a pass rush, which I don't know what they can do defensively so their defensive backs are not left out there, because that's going to get you. It's going to get you in football anyway. And then when you don't have a bunch of NFL guys out there, Kentucky has had some this year. They don't.
Right.
Kentucky's defense is fine. It's a little light. It's not great. They've had better defenses.
Oh, absolutely.
Is much better defenses is kind of my overall take on it. So Kentucky fans not creating turnovers, creating and then turning the ball over themselves, and then just making a game more difficult than it had to be. To me, that was the narrative. You're very happy you got the win. And you know what it means for the rest of the season, we'll now see.
Mm-hmm.
Kentucky has passed the first hurdle, if you will. You win Missouri, and the narrative was, then your dream is still alive.
It's opened up.
Yeah, Chattanooga, yes. South Carolina, you are staring 4-0, and then you have a Florida team who I just don't know very much about, so I've heard people spouting off opinions on Florida. I just don't know.
I know they run two quarterbacks.
Well, who does Florida have this weekend? Is it it's Tennessee?
Oh, they're getting mauled by Alabama.
It's Alabama.
It's Alabama's this week.
Okay. I don't know what the spread is, but I'm going to be betting Alabama.
It opened up at like 14.5 and it moved to 15.5.
Ethan's going to Gainesville for it.
Is he going?
Yep.
It's not going against Alabama. Isn't okay if Florida goes and they get beat by 60, that's fine. Okay,
right.
But if they don't, like, you know, there needs to be a little bit of a, hey, what if they don't lose by, you know, 35 or whatever.
What if they only lose by like 14 or 20?
The thing that I am most passionate about, and there's no right or wrong, and I say that thinking that I'm right and everyone else is wrong.
Right.
Is Mark Stoops has built a program about bluster and being tough and all of that, and in limiting potential situations, that, you know, being conservative, if you will.
Right.
And I just believe, with 2 minutes to go in the game, I said this in the 3 o'clock hour, go back and listen, that with 2 minutes to go in the game, the chance to end the game on getting about a yard, when there's all the bluster, you have a running quarterback, you have Chris Rodriguez that had over 200 yards and who has been your beast, and you have this big, bad offensive line, the big blue wall that everyone's been talking about. And you decided to turn it over to the special teams unit and a kicker. Now, what hurts my argument is the kicker didn't go out there and shank it. It was a blocked kick, okay? And so that hurts my argument. But I'm not playing the result here. Mm-hmm. I'm saying, from my standpoint, I hate, and I need to go back and find the Carolina Panthers did this over the weekend. These football coaches talk about laying it on the line. Mm-hmm. They talk about toughness, and no one talks about that. I mean, they ran it 18 times in a row. They did not want to pass after a certain point in the game, which is fine. It's working. You got the win. It's whatever.
Still over 500
but
yards
Kentucky
of offense.
Kentucky is all, I mean, the Mark Stoops, even though Will Levis can throw it around a little bit, and Wandell and Josh Ali, and we get it. Mark Stoops at heart and the soul of this team is going to be being able to run the ball and winning that line of scrimmage. And for so much of that game, it's not like, again, I always go to my team, so you know I'm bashing them. The New York Giants just run Saquon Barkley into a crap line. So he's,
right.
He's juking nine guys to get a yard and a half.
Yeah.
It's been his entire career.
poor guy.
It's been his entire career that's the case. And so they're not good at it. Mark Stoops, this is what he wants to do. This is who he is. This is the fiber of his being, is being able to go get that yard, not trotting out the kicker with 2 minutes to go. Again, let me go back. Tonight, if the Baltimore Ravens have a 7-point win and they go run out there on a 40-yard field goal with 2 minutes to go, Justin Tucker, okay,
you
that
take
is
that.
Different to me than
Ruffalo.
Semi proven college kickers. And that's just the way I think about it. But I'm like, I'm the guy that wants to see teams go for it on fourth down,
sure,
and utilize those odds, where they are on the field, where the clock is, timeouts, what the opponent, how the game is playing out, and those sorts of things. And Mark Stoops regretted it. There's no doubt about it. You heard it in his voice after the game. They got the win. It's something you move on from. But I am interested, if Kentucky is in that position again, mm-hmm, what do they do? I am a firm believer, if you're a blackjack player, you play the same way each and every time. That is what I buy. I was wondering who that was out there. It's Scotty D.
Scotty D.
Well, I mean, is this awkward? Is this awkward for you?
No.
You didn't sign Kellen up.
I know.
I mean, this is the first time seeing him.
It is.
No Kellen Strebel.
I'm fine.
I mean, are you fine? I don't know.
Is he okay?
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm okay.
He doesn't look fine.
He doesn't. Oh, he's coming in. Uh-oh.
Texas says Louisville fans cope is saying UK. Oh, boy. There's
there
Scotty
he is.
D. He didn't sign up.
I don't.
He didn't sign Kellen Strebel up.
I couldn't.
Scotty D,
sorry.
I don't know what to do. I don't know what to tell you.
I apologize,
you.
Coach.
Look at that stare.
I know. Look
at that stare.
He's mad at me.
Kellen got cheated.
He did. Kellen he did. It's, I dropped the ball. I'm at fault.
Oh,
I'm the one that's wrong.
Jack, who's online, by the way? Who is it?
Tim.
Tim, okay.
Tim.
Tell Tim we'll get to him
all
in
right.
a second. Tim, go ahead, man. Have you called in 100 times? Tim, fire away.
Tim.
Whatever, the world's yours. What do you need, Tim?
Hey, Andy, I've always been a big fan of yours.
Thank
but
you.
I tell you, I am still steaming. I mean, I've been known to put down a few shekels throughout the football season.
Right.
College or pro. And Louisville was a 30-point favorite.
Oh, yeah.
And to lose, and I had two bills on
Louisville.
And to lose that game.
Oh, Tim.
Like, lose that bet like they did. I'm just like, I'm still steaming.
You should I be.
It's like I was already counting the money as he was approaching the goal line. It was just unbelievable. It was amazing to me.
Tim, I love you, buddy. Appreciate the phone call. And there you go.
Poor Tim.
I know so many people that did that. I mean,
two bills, man. I mean, gosh.
I bet Mitch lost a couple bills.
Oh, Mitch did nothing but lose.
This weekend, this,
he's lost and lost and lost.
Yeah.
I mean, he was so salty and so mad, and he wanted Drinkwitz to win so bad. He was being mean and ugly and nasty, and I was taking it. I was being a good sport. I was like, okay, Mitch, that's fine. And then just silence. All the next day, I'm going to go play kickball. I'm going to play kickball.
That's
like, kickball.
That's what Mitch did.
That's what he did on Sunday.
Instead, third grader?
Instead of watching. No, he's trying to meet women.
He is.
He's got no friends.
Yeah.
He lives in a different place. Imagine if you moved to St. Louis, you wouldn't know anybody.
He's trying to network into, you
is
know,
he?
Meet
How
people.
Do you know that?
Well, I mean, why else would he be on a kickball team?
I don't know.
I mean, he's trying to meet people and get friends. Then they find out how sad he is.
That would just be embarrassing for us. Like,
what?
Well, I mean, Mitch thinks he's good. He had like five RBIs.
He was
bragging.
He would, yeah,
for
he
us,
was texting
it'd be bad.
His stats.
You would kick. You would miss. You'll get hit in the face with a ball.
Oh, I would be terrible. Yeah. I'd blow out my knee. I know what I would do. I'd be running the base, and my knee would just explode.
Texas says, you think they're going to hire Dalton Pence for director of fan relations? Texas says, UK won't get a pass rush, rushing just three. They rush three because of the lack of depth without Phillips, Tisdale, and Williams. I agree with that.
There's something to that.
No, I think there's absolutely something to it.
Yeah, there's something. Vito Tisdale was supposed to be a big part of that secondary this season.
We would be talking completely different about this game. They miss the field goal. Mighty Missouri comes out and scores all of the – Jack, you would have loved it.
And Drinkwitz goes for two.
It would have been fun.
Yeah.
Listen, No, they would have taken things out of my body that they could have then used on the Hightower Men's Club.
Whoa!
If drink
that goes, much testosterone,
if drink there goes for two,
and yeah, gets it. Oh.
And Sue waddles out to the middle of the field.
I texted Streetball. I go, big boy, you better be ready.
I was ready to battle
because I mean it's you were getting ready. I mean get ready for a fight.
It was going to be all out
war. Was going to be bad for you.
But they pulled it out and they covered the spread.
Speaking of,
does it matter that they covered the spread?
I don't care.
Thank you.
Yeah, it does matter.
I couldn't bet.
I will push back on this because you crushed people if they don't cover the spread. You crushed Louisville because they didn't cover the spread.
I don't care.
Yes, it matters.
I don't care.
It absolutely matters. If Kentucky would have won by three, you would have said,
I would not have cared. I would not have cared.
Absolutely would have
brought it up.
You would have brought it up.
I had C right over.
I know you.
I had C right over.
You would have said they didn't cover. They said they won, but they didn't cover. I know you, Andy Sweeney.
That's locked.
That is locked. But that is important. They beat the team by what they are supposed to beat them by.
I couldn't give two bleeps in this. I think there's some games where it matters. This was not one of those games to me that it mattered if they covered the spread.
No, I was disappointed because they were a multi-touchdown better team than Missouri, and they didn't beat them by
Missouri. I don't know if that's true.
Andy, it would have been 28-7. They did it to themselves.
You are what you eat.
They did it to themselves.
And they are better than Missouri.
They are better than Missouri.
If our guy Huggins Bruce, whatever his name is, doesn't fumble the ball at the 2-yard line,
absolutely,
and Louisville scores and wins 37-3, do you think anyone feels anything different just because they cover the damn spread?
Yes, because we just had a guy call in.
I'm talking about the fans that like are rooting, supporting the program.
I don't think that perception matters. It absolutely matters. You beat a team by how much you're supposed to beat them by. If you consider yourself a superior program, it does matter. The fact that we heard it, we heard it in the postgame show. People were mad they didn't cover the spread.
You know what it is? I don't even feel like Kentucky even won now on Saturday.
Exactly
lost.
Come, no, they didn't.
Here's the thing that Jack's right about. A lot of analysis today from Kentucky people. They covered the spread.
That's lazy analysis. You're just looking at the spread and judging if a team looked impressive or not, just if they covered a number that Vegas sets or not.
I don't think it is lazy analysis.
If you bet the game, that's different.
It's just a small piece of it.
It's a piece of the analysis.
Being used like they accomplished something. Yeah,
I would not.
What were they supposed to do?
Win the damn game. That's what they did.
Your team better win it by 14.
I agree with that part of it.
Don't fumble. Get to the quarterback. Don't be coward. Don't be a coward and kick a damn field goal with 2 minutes to go. You got the big blue wall. You got Dare Rosenthal.
They put up 530 yards.
And all they needed was 531 to make me happy. And they didn't do it. And that's all they needed.
Just one more yard.
531, and then Stoops could kneel and be happy, and they didn't do it. They kicked a damn field goal. I hate field goal kickers.
I sat here going into the weekend not worried about
you wanted them to lose.
Yeah, of course I wanted them to lose.
Yes.
But I'm sitting there thinking, like, look.
That's why I'm in a tough spot, because even if they win, they lose.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm giving Kentucky credit. They needed to win that game, and they won that game.
Yeah, they get the credit.
But it could have been better.
But going into the weekend, I was more – Kentucky was win the game. If Louisville was – how do they look? And if Louisville would have had one more touchdown, that wouldn't have changed the fact that I left that game at three quarters saying they played like absolute crap.
But if they would have had
one more garbage time touchdown,
a 95-yard touchdown does not change
that. But what if they had
– you wanted to see them go hang 60 on them.
Right.
You wanted them to win like 53-3, not 30-3.
I understand. Right.
That's what you wanted, and you didn't see that. But if they scored one more bum touchdown, that doesn't change the fact that the offense couldn't move the ball. That doesn't change that fact.
I like that, Jack. But what if he would have scored that 95-yard touchdown? They'd have been like, look, this guy's a beast.
Hang on.
It came the fourth quarter. No one cares.
Hang on. Promote the bonus hour next in the Ravens and say it's the take with Jack Grossman and get us out of here.
Yeah, there you go.
Jack, all right, show today. You got break. Get out of here.
Bonus hour next. Ravens coming up 7:30 p.m. on 680-1057, 745 on 93.9. Scotty D over on 93.9 after this as well. This has been the take with Jack Grossman.